You've seen them, especially at that time when you're ready to set a New Year's resolution, or in the few months leading up to summer bathing suit season. You've seen those ads for easy weight loss. No dieting, no exercise, just a magic pill to shed those unwanted pounds. Or maybe it's the ads on late night television for how to make a fortune in real estate with no money down. Get rich without ever leaving your house. Well, each of those ads always ends with the same soft disclaimer. Actual results may vary. But that isn't what they want you to focus on, is it? Have you ever been tempted to take the shortcut? Have you ever been impatient and wanted to see quick results? Well, the theme of this meditation from Luke chapter 16 is about being faithful and seeing actual results. So to begin your meditation, settle into this time of honest reflection, a divine retreat to rediscover what it means to be faithful with what you've been given. As your breathing begins to relax and your eyes close without effort, center on being in the faithful presence of God, Spirit, and Son. Continue in this time of reflection by responding now to this passage from Matthew chapter 6. And as I lead us, respond simply, Lord, help me be faithful with all I have. May God bless the reading of His word. You cannot be the slave of two masters. You will like one more than the other, or be more loyal to one than the other. So Lord, help me be faithful with all that I have. You cannot serve both God and money. I tell you not to worry about your life. So Lord, help me be faithful with all that I have. Don't worry about having something to eat or drink or wear. Isn't life more than food or clothing? Lord, help me be faithful with all that I have. Continue to be faithful for a moment longer, devoted to this time of prayer and contemplative meditation that the Lord has gifted to you. Even though that pause was only 15 seconds, did you find yourself becoming impatient, distracted? Well, why are you here? What results are you expecting? Take another 15 seconds and note how your mind and body respond to the pause. Don't judge yourself. You are safe here. Were there any hints of restlessness or eagerness? Or did you notice yourself surrendering to the pause and trusting God with the time you were given? Take another moment now to be mindful and faithful to God in the time. Did you notice anything different this time? Well, scan your body and mind once more and take a bit longer this time. You were faithful with a little. Now be faithful with a bit more time. No agenda. Simply rest in this time set aside to enjoy God. Continue on, but now begin to center too on your breathing. Take several deep, complete belly breaths, each full and deep and slow, one right after the other. Become mindful of each breath, the inhale and exhale. Center on them. Are they full or shallow? Note them. Are they slow or fast? There is no right or wrong answer. Just center on each breath for a moment. As you breathe, without effort, silently think back to your centering prayer. Lord, help me be faithful with all that I have. Center on the faithfulness of your breathing now. You may still notice distracting feelings of impatience. That's fine. There's no condemnation here. In fact, I give your mind permission to drift. You were faithful with a little time. Now be faithful with a bit longer time. Good. Now continue by centering and faithfully listening to the first of your three scripture readings. This is a letter from Luke concerning a parable he heard from Jesus, one about a rich man who had an unfaithful financial manager. But here, imagine this passage as a personal note to you from Luke through the Holy Spirit. Listen to Luke chapter 16, verse 10 from the New International Reader's Version. So then, my beloved friend, can you be trusted with something very little? And you can also be trusted with something very large. But suppose you were not honest with something very little, then you will also not be honest with something very large, will you? Where did your thoughts settle? Well, listen once more from Scripture. Listen to what you become aware of this time. Suppose you can be trusted with something very little. Then you can also be trusted with something very large. But suppose you are not honest with something very little. Then you will also not be honest with something very large. What did you notice this time? Well, for this next minute, contemplate on where your mind comes to rest. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the Christian Standard Bible to be a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that I am faithful with very little and faithful with much. And likewise, I pray that I am righteous with both little and much. But I confess, I am often unfaithful and unrighteous, even with the little things. Give me the strength to be faithful and righteous, so that you can trust me with what is genuine. I faithfully confess, pray, and plead for this in the name of your Son, our Lord, and my Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Consider taking note of all you have been given. Don't focus on the details, but rather step back and note the sheer volume of the blessings. For the next minute, be faithful with your time before God. Be faithful to be thankful for all that you have. Center now on this wider passage by faithfully listening now a third time from the English Standard Version. One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much, and one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. If then you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, who will entrust to you the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What did you encounter in this reading? What did you enjoy? Well, reflect on your experience with this passage for another moment. While resting in imaginative contemplation, take another minute to reflect on the much you have been given. Quite literally, see it piled before you. Note the righteousness you have by God's grace through faith in Christ. For the next minute, be faithful to be thankful. As your mind wanders, remember to not judge yourself. Merely note the wandering and return once again to your breathing and whisper for the Lord to help you be faithful with all that you have. Return to the centering word, faithful. Stay here for a while longer, being thankful for being faithful, breathing, noticing, and thanking. Silently stay with your centering word, faithful. As you rest a bit longer, start to become mindful of moments to be a good steward with something little. Be thankful for the results, no matter the size, results that will never vary. Be aware, too, of others you encounter on your path that may be distracted and not being thankful for even the smallest of gifts. How can you help another encounter God by helping them be faithful with a little? ponder that. And when you're ready, whether at the soft whispers of the morning or the echoes of the evening, watch with great anticipation for moments to be thankful and faithful for even the least of things. For it will be then and there you will encounter the very presence of God. With your eyes closed, receive this closing benediction and blessing over you to be faithful and thankful for all that you receive. God is the source of all you have. Therefore, be faithful with all you have been given. May you know the gifts of Christ, the offerings of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the abounding righteousness of God now and forever. Amen.